Our topic today is, now that I am saved, what should I do next? Our key verse is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Then Peter answered, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." My brothers and sisters, this message is for those of you who have just asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Now that you are saved, you may ask, "What should I do next?" Just as you were saved by faith, all progress in your Christian life is also by faith. That is, by believing and acting on the Word of God. You repented, that is, you turned away from your sins when you were saved. The Bible says your next step of faith is to be water baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus commanded that all new disciples should be water baptized. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. When you are baptized in water, it signifies that by Christ's death on the cross, your sins have been forgiven and washed away. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. However, water baptism also signifies much more. The Greek word for baptize means to immerse. When you were born again, the Bible says you were spiritually baptized or immersed into Christ's death so that you might enter into his resurrection life. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5. There are two stages of water baptism which express this truth of the gospel. First, there is a burial, and then there is a resurrection. Whenever anyone was baptized in the early church, they were immersed under water, which represented the burial of their old sin nature. The Bible says, "We have been buried with him through baptism into death." Romans chapter 6, verse 4. See also Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. This burial in water baptism confirms that when you were born again, your old sin nature died and was removed from you. The Bible says, "For we know that our old man was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin, that is our sin nature, might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." Romans chapter 6, verse 6. This is not just conceptual or symbolic. Your sinful nature, which was at the very core of your inner being and the root of your self-identity and rebellion towards God, actually died when you received Jesus Christ as Lord into your heart. In this way, water baptism reveals the heart of the new covenant. God knew we needed forgiveness for our sins. He also knew we needed deliverance from our sin nature. Otherwise, we would remain captives to sin. Therefore, when Jesus Christ died, he bore not only our sins on the cross, he also bore our sin nature on the cross with him. The Bible says, "God made Christ who had no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Since our bondage to sin came when we were born sinners, our deliverance from sin came when God spiritually included us in Christ's death. The Bible says, "Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin." Romans chapter 6, verse 7. In the next phase of water baptism, we are raised in new resurrection life out of the watery grave. This demonstrates that Jesus Christ now lives in us by his Spirit.